Okay, Rabosa, let us begin. The Gemara tells us on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Zomer Rav Kahana. Very striking Chiddush, that Zomer Tzvitzarach Le'etzim Chayv, Shtayim Achas Mishum Kotze V'Achas Mishum Noteh. So you can do one action. And in one action, you can be Chayv two separate Malachas. That's Chiddush number one. One action can generate two separate Chiyuv. Not only that, but over here, these two Malachas would seem to be exact opposites of each other. Noteh is when you plant, Kotze is when you deplant. And nevertheless, for one action of Zomer, Vitzarach Le'etzim, you're going to be Chayev Shtayim. So Tosis on the Daf asks a very, very, very fundamental question. I am going to set the question up with a brief introduction to Malacha Shen Shik L'Gufa, but then we're going to look at Malacha Shen Shik L'Gufa in greater depth. But Tosis basically is bothered that this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Malacha Shen Shik L'Gufa is Chayev, would seem to have two extra words. And you should not need the words Vitzarech Le'etzim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because what is a Malacha Shen Shik L'Gufa? We're going to go with Tosis' definition. Tosis' definition on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, what is it? Tosis' definition later on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis is that a Malacha Shen Shik L'Gufa is basically every single Malacha has a core purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. And if you do the malacha for a purpose other than it was done in the Mishkan, that is a malacha. You did the malacha. You did the malacha with intention, but you did it for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. That's called malacha shen shik l'gufa, and thereby is subject to the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, malacha shen shik l'gufa is an iser d'rabbanon, is potter aval aser. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. The bottom line is you had kavani, you did the malacha, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, for example, Tosis goes through nine examples on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis of Malacha Shen Shik L'Gufa. We'll just mention one or two right now. Tosis says, for example, Hatsad Nachash, if you trap a snake so that it doesn't bite you. So you did the Malacha. Did you intend to trap?
Yeah.
Yes. But why did they trap animals in the Mishkan? In order to use the animal, to use the skin of the animal, to use the dam of the chilazon, to use the animal. Here, why are you trapping the snake? You don't want it to harm you. You don't want it to bite you. That's called a malacha. You did the malacha. The intent to trap, you did. But you're not doing it for the right purpose. She'ina tzricha l'gufa. What's the din? Rabbi Shimon says potter, and Rabbi Yehuda says chai. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say chayiv? Just again, review. Why does he say chayiv?
Because you're still doing the malacha.
Because you did the malacha. You did the malacha. Since you did the malacha, you're chayiv. Did you do the malacha with intent?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. So you're chayiv. End of story. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that there's a different purpose involved in the Mishkan, that purpose is irrelevant to the core definition of the malacha. Okay. So with that background, we ask the following question. Hazom. What is the pu'ula of Zmira?
Cutting the branches.
What is the pu'ula of Kotzer? Cutting branches. Cutting the stalk. So, when you do Zomer, are you doing Kotzer? Yes, you are. When you do Zomer, you're doing Kotzer. What's the agenda of Zomer?
Growth.
Help growth. So that's Noteya. But you did Kotzer also. Now, what is the classic agenda of Kotzer?
Harvesting the wood.
To use that which you're harvesting. That's your classic agenda. Over here, are you doing a pool of kotzer?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. But what's your agenda?
Is that the toughness?
Yeah, what's your agenda?
The
Zomer. To promote plant growth. So what do we call that? We call that a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. And what's the din? If I ask you, what's the din malach shen shik l'gufa, you'll answer me. Rav Shimon says, Pater, Rav Yehuda says, Chayiv. So Tosis says, would this Gemara make sense? Amar Rav Kahana, Hazomer v'tzarech le'etin, let's take a read. Hazomer, Chayiv Shtayim. Achas mishum kotze, noteva achas mishum kotze. Would that Gemara make sense? Does that Gemara make sense?
According to
Rabbi Yehuda, it does. Who needs the words v'tzarach le'etzim? Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon need the v'tzarach le'etzim? Because Rav Shimon is the one that says machas shen shulguf is what? Is potter. So therefore, you better do it for the right reason. What's the right reason? The reason of the Mishkan. Why they harvest the Mishkan? Because tzarech le'etzim. So the Gemara, without, you need v'tzarach le'etzim. If you're Rabbi Shimon, that's good. But Rabbi Shimon, nicha. I need the words v'tzarach le'etzim, otherwise it's malach shen shulgufa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, do I need the words v'tzarach le'etzim? L'chora not. Yechayv shtayim, even shelo l'tzarach le'etzim. And therefore, what does the Tosis read conclude?
That the Gemara must be a
quantum. So Tosis read writes on our daf, v'tzarach le'etzim ayin l'kamon per kol kisvei, shekasavti delo asya ela k'Rabbi Shimon. This Gemara only works according to Rabbi Shimon. That is the viewpoint of the Tosis Rid, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Shul Gufa Ischaif. Arya, you got it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who disagrees with Tosis Rid?
Tosis.
So Tosis comes along with a very radical Chiddush. And Tosis says, no. Even Rabbi Yehuda needs the words V'tzarech Le'etzim. And Tosis says as follows: Mitzarach leitz nirem. Da'afil Rabbi Yehuda de mechayev malach shen shul gufa ba'inan tzarach leitzim. Why? De'lo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyan zeh. Could someone explain to me what Tosis is saying? Yes.
That it's not even kotzer.
It's not even kotzer.
So it's not in malach shen shul gufa. It's just not a malach.
That's right. Very good, Gabi. Says Gabi Silver. Start not stick. That in order to be kotzer, you see, sometimes the tachlis, the purpose of the malacha, is external to the malacha. It's not part of the malacha. And what do we call that? Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. But sometimes the purpose is an organic part of the malacha. And therefore says Tosis, lo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyan zeh. In order to be called kotzer, the definition of kotzer is v'tzarech le'etzim. As I mentioned to you in Seder, if I were to ask you to translate into English the word kotzer, what's the translation of the word?
Harvesting.
If I were to go and say, listen, I this afternoon, you know what I'm doing? I'm going into my backyard because there's a lot of weeds in the backyard. And I want to clean up the weeds, so I'm going to harvest the weeds. Would that be a proper formulation?
No.
Why? Because what does harvesting mean?
You want to use.
For example, there's a good business out there in the very, very far east called harvesting organs. What does it mean to harvest organs? Yeah, to for donation. So you need kidneys. You need so you harvest. When you harvest, the word harvest means that you're doing so for future use. When you weed, you don't harvest weeds, because what do you do with the weeds? You toss them. Harvesting means for use. In other words, what this toast be machadesh is sometimes the purpose that the malacha was done is not part of the malacha, it's external to the malacha. And then you're in the conversation of malacha atzricha l'gufa, malacha shen l'gufa, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But sometimes the purpose is inherent to the very definition of the malacha. It's not external. It is the definition of the malacha. And that's Melech's Kotzer, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would require what? Bitzar Chlitz. Yafe. Arya, what do you got?
Yeah, so it's close to redefining what Rabbi Yehuda says.
He's not the redefiner of Yudas says. So if I were to ask you, Arya, good question. I am going to ask you, you're on the hot seat now. I would like to ask you the following. What is the machlokes, Tosis Rid and Tosis? You don't have to give me their machlokes. Just give me what is the topic that they're arguing about. Very good. And what about the Tosis Rid? Tosis Rid says this whole Gemara is only according to who?
Oh, Rabbi,
Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi
Yehuda. Yeah.
So what's driving that?
Saying that it's not part of Tosis. We don't care about the purpose. We just care about the
correct. Aspect. According to Tosis Rid, what's the definition of Malachas Kotzer?
Just cutting.
Cutting. Uprooting. Uprooting. That's the definition. And therefore, when you uproot, even Shiloh at Tzarech HaEitzim, for the sake of Zomer, is it kosher according to the Tosfos Rid? Yes. So do you need it Tzarech HaEitzim according to Tosfos Rid? Not according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd need it. Why? Because he holds Malachas Shem Zugufa is part. Okay. Yep. We have Tosfos. Did Tosfos stop right there? If I was the Baal HaTosfos, I would have put a big period and said Vayter in Shas. That's what I would have done. And I would have been very happy because we got Pshat in the Gemara and we got a definition in Malachas Kotzer. Great. I'd be very happy. Did Tosfos end it right there? No, he didn't end it right there. And he gave us amazing material. So Tosis goes on and says the following. Midi dahave akorea amenas litvor umochek amenas lichtov. Wow. That is huge. That's a big line that Tosis just said. What is Tosis telling us? Midi dahave amochek amenas lichtov ve'akoreya amenas litvor. Binyan Kanzler.
You would hold that if you're erasing a mission that you're going to be writing in that spot, then you'd be mochek.
What?
You'd be mutter for doing mochek amenas hosek.
Mochek amenas lichtov is mutter? Midi dahave, just like mochek amenas lichtov and korea amenas litvor. What does mochek and korea have in common? They're both mochek and korea are both destructive. They're destructive. They're makalkel. Correct. And they both have this quality of al menas. Could someone suggest to me two alternative pshatim? Why you're only, the opposite of what you said, Binyamin Kunst. Why you're only chayiv if it's an amenas. Not that you're putter if it's amenas, you're chayiv if it's amenas. Why is amenas necessary? Two ideas, two pshatim. If it's mochek amenas lichtov, you're chayiv. If it's korea amenas litvor, you're chayiv. To sow. What's the case, just to clarify? When you have, let's say, the Gemara says a moth puts a hole into a garment. So you want to fix it. You need to tear it in order to now subsequently sew it in a nice, smooth way. why do you need Korea Almanas lit for? Why does it must it be Mochek Almanas Lichtov? Mayor.
Because in order to properly fix it or to properly write it again, you would first have to erase it, or you would first have to tear it apart.
Let me ask a question. My children, these daughters that I have, are super artists. Really excellent. They take after their mother. So one day, my daughters paint this like really chashuv stuff, sophisticated stuff. And one of my grandkids, T4ing me? Yes, I'm very proud of my children.
I didn't want to do it. I was telling you to do it.
You did it.
Oh, me to be the one that.
Okay. Wow. Okay, what's that? What's that? One of the grandkids takes some paint and just pours it over one of their works of art. Terrible. So I need to go to one of these fancy razzle-dazzle art restoration people. And they take a very, very thin razor and delicately slice away at the poured paint and leaving behind the original piece of art. Very delicately scraping away, essentially erasing the upper piece of art. The upper schmutz, splotch, and allowing the art below to remain. Happens to be this fellow did it on Shabbos. My question is he chayev for mochek?
Yes.
No. Yes, no. Yes, no. Is he chayev for mochek? Could you tell me an argument why he be chayev? And an argument why he would not be chayev. Shmuel Bark. Okay. Yitzi? The reason to say potter is because is it almanas lichtov? No, it's not almanas lichtov. So you'd be potter. Why would you say chayv? Because what? When the Gemara says it has to be almanas lichtov, almanas litfor, why? 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 One possibility is because that's the definition of the Malach. Because in the Mishkan, why did they erase Almanas Lichtov? Why did they tear Almanas Lichtov? That's the definition of the Malach. What's the other possibility? What's the other possibility? Is what? Is these are destructive Malachos. Are you chayev for acts of destruction?
No.
No. So how do you convert destructive into constructive?
Have it constructed back afterwards.
Almanas. If it's done with a constructive agenda, now it's no longer destructive, it's constructive. If that's true, if the latter pshat is true, is my art restorer chayv on Shabbos, even though it was not almanas lichtov?
Yes!
Is he doing something creative, constructive, or destructive?
Constructive.
And therefore, even though it's not Amanas Lichtov, it's Chayv. Rabosa, you're in the bathroom on Shabbos Kodesh. And lo and behold, all you have available is a roll of toilet paper. you allowed to take the roll, a couple of sheets, and tear it to make a usable piece of toilet paper? Depends. Good. Say it out.
Depends. You care
for
the
line. Go on. Negative. Avi Cohen, you're not saying something wrong, but you're in a shear now. So I don't care about what you know from, like, your eighth grade Rebbe. I am looking for an application. Stop with the shino. Stop. Sucker, you better get this right.
It depends.
It
depends if you're considering be destructive to make, to be constructive and making a piece of paper that you can use, or if it's destructive, just you're destroying it. You're not.
Silver!
It depends whether you hold that it's just it's for the purpose of what they did in the Mishkan. So if you hold that it's for the purpose of what they did in the Mishkan, then maybe you would not be kaya on Shabbos. But if you hold that it's for creative, you would still be creating new toilet.
Okay, in other words, what Gabi is saying is as follows. If the definition of the malacha is Korea Amanas lit for it, is this piece of toilet paper ever going to be re-sewn into the larger role? The answer is no. So you're going to be potter. You're going to be potter. But if the malacha is, Korea is destructive. But over here, now when you're taking a role and converting it into a usable piece, is that constructive?
Yes.
In which case, you don't need amanas lichtov or amanas litfor. What you need is, this is just an example of what? Of constructive. And therefore you're going to be chayiv. Rabosai, it's a fundamental issue. Fundamental issue. And the bottom line is, how do we paskin? I know it's machlokas. I asked how we paskin.
You can or tell you.
Really?
You're
so we paskin. That if you have, you need some toilet paper, can you just cut the toilet paper, no problem? No, why? Because it's a tikkun, and therefore would be a malacha d'oraisa. So what do we tell you have to do? Get it down to a drabanan. How do you get it down to a drabanan? Tear it with a shinui. So tear it with your elbow, tear it with your teeth, whatever. Tear it with a shinui. Now it's only this a drabanan. So it still has to be drabanan. But now you have what's called kavra brios. And kavra brios lifts all Isurei Drabanan. But that's premised on this issue. How we understand Amanas Lichtov, Amanas Litfor. Is it that that's the definition of the Malacha? Or it's the way you convert, it's an example of converting destructive into constructive. But if you have other ways to do it, like my art restorer, then that's going to be Chayv as well. Now, one second, you see. Now, which way does Tosfos say? Which way does Tosfos hold? Don't look at me. He says it explicitly. Mayor, you feel confident in yourself?
No, but Tosfos holds that if you don't do it, Tosfos holds that doing it al nas is the actual halacha.
I think you're correct, but
so
just
once you're not doing it.
What do you say? When you say al nas, just fill it out.
Meaning, if you're erasing just to write again, then that would be the actual halacha.
But let's say you're erasing to fix the artwork.
Then that would not be the halacha.
Why not?
Because he holds Al-Manas is the actual halacha.
That's correct. What Tosis is doing, he says, just like Kotzer requires what to be Kotzer?
You need to actually use the word.
Requires Torah Chayitzim, otherwise not Kotzer? Mi didahave a Korea Al-Manas litfor u'mochek Al-Manas lichtov. So too, just like you find by the Amanas Malachas. that Korea must be Amanas lit for, and Mohik must be Amanas lit. And those are part of the definition of the Malacha. And therefore, according to Tosis, do you need a Shinud when you cut your toilet paper?
No.
Yeah, I don't need a Shinud. Why not?
Because
it's already a Drabanan. And Mishum Kavra Brios, Lo Gazu Be Rabban. Very good.
So,
you see how this is such, we just now picked up Malachas Kaitzer. We picked up Malachas Mochek. We picked up Malachas Korea. And perhaps Malachas Soter along the way, which is also Amanas Livnos. Yeah!
So does Tosos hold that this Almanas, you'd be putter or you'd be completely...
If it's not Almanas, did you do Kosev?
Yeah.
But you did it for a purpose other than...
Other than...
It was done in the Mishkan. So it's Nisidraban. Nisidraban.
So it's not really like Kosev, because Kosev, you're like just completely off the hook.
Wait, no, we don't know that.
Oh.
It could be. We don't know that. We don't know that. Okay.
No, Tosos says it's not...
It's not Chayv. It's not Chayv.
No, Tosos is...
Lo Mikri...
It's not Kosev.
Could be. Enechnam. Could be. I don't know. Could be. Okay. What?
Is Rashi
from the 30th? Rashi? I don't know from Rashi yet. We'll get to Rashi. I don't know from Rashi. Yes, Ethan. You need to speak very loud.
How would it work for example, like a Velcro door? And like, I don't know about anybody else. We have like tents in our school on like
Velcro? Velcro happens to be just a lot of hooks. It's just like little cloth hooks. So it's not called Korea. That's not called Korea. Velcro's a lot. Okay. Oh, just because I said hook, now you got excited? What?
I think I got it, but just to double check. So you're saying that the only reason why Sort of the Eitzim is not
kotzer.
I mean, why
didn't
you just say that? Because
we
see
Amanas kotzer. No, I didn't say
Amanas kotzer. I mean, like, it needs to be like a reason for it. Like,
it has to be done. The purpose is part of the malacha, just like we find by Mochek and by Kore. The purpose is part of the malacha.
So if he would not use the space, I mean, so if it wasn't,
then it wouldn't be kotzer. Would not be called kotzer. Right. Yeah.
Do you always have? If you hold that almanas, do you also have to hold Sarah Faye too?
Nope.
You don't.
Nope.
Because once the mission.
Nope. You don't have to hold. Nope. You don't have to hold that. But this does explain Tosis. If you look at the Mishnah and Davayin Gimel, how does the Mishnah describe Maleches Mochek? What does it say? It says Amanas Lichtov, which sounds like it's part of the Malacha, just like we saw by Hakose Shtei Osios. Hakorea Amanas Lichtov is part of the Malacha itself. Yafeh. Okay, does Tosis end right there?
No.
He could have, and I'd be very, very happy. So happy. I would have picked up three fundamental Yesodas. Tosis didn't end there. He says another one. Kida'ama Rav Yochan Lekaman Beperchavis, Dafkuf Meme, Echot Kvashim Ve'echot Shlokos. What are Kvashim? What? That's funny. That's hysterical. No. Kvasim are sheep.
It's almost as bad as I love
them. Almost, yes. That's true. Kvasim are sheep. Kvashim are pickles. Okay? But I could see why you might butcher this Gemara, this Tosis, if you learn Kvasim. Yeah. Okay, Kvasim is pickles. And Shlokos. What are Shlokos?
Vegetables.
Cooked vegetables. Now, what's the common denominator of pickles and cooked vegetables? They both absorb a lot of liquid. And you might want to squeeze out the liquid. So the Gemara later on says as follows: Sachatan legufan mutter lememehem chayv chatas. If you squeeze them out lememehem for the liquid, that's sochet. If you squeeze them out legufan, what does that mean? Because you want a dry pickle. It's too juicy. Stop with bar. It's too juicy. So you want a drier pickle. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? What does it say? Mut. What's Tosis's implicit problem? What should be the din of hasochet kvashim legufan? What should be the din? Why do you say pater? Making me nervous. Why putter? Why do we do sochet? What's the classic case of sochet? Squeezing grapes, squeezing olives. For what purpose? For the inside, for the juice. One second. Now, are you doing the same act of squeezing?
Yeah.
With intention?
Yeah.
Yes. But for what purpose?
For the dry pickle.
For the dry pickle. So what do we call that?
It should be a malachas. A malacha shen to the gufa.
Thank you. It's a malacha shen to the gufa.
No, but
we what's the din?
Either putter or chayiv.
Either putter or chayiv. Yeah, what does the Gemara say?
It says that it's putter.
Mutter. That's. Doesn't make any sense. It should be the putter chayiv because it's malacha shen to the gufa. So what does Tosis say? So Tosis says, "Vamai shari legufa lahavim alchiz legufa elataima lefisha ein derech disha bekach." The reason is because it's not called dush. What does that mean? Excellent, Binyamin Zinkin. Very good. In other words, the definition of Melech as Dash Schita is what? It's for the Jews. The tachlis, the purpose, is built into what? Is built into the Melacha. And therefore, if you're doing it Legufan, it's not Dash. It's not dosh.
Right, so.
And therefore, it's mutter. I know what you're going to ask me, Mayor. Relax. Chill out. Okay? So, Rabosai, wow. So, why do I say this is such an important tesis? Because I just acquired the definition. Hook!
Oh, no.
Of four different malachos. Kotzer, mochek, Korea and Dutch. Amazing. That's big. One second. Now what would you do? Figure out how to get the guy going, get him inspired, how to get him moving. Yeah? So like I need to, he's a jovial, happy-go-lucky kind of guy. But I gotta show him I'm serious. So what do? I take the shirt off my back. And I say, Yonah Hook, I am seething. I am fuming. I am livid. This is what I want to do to you. And I take the shirt and I tear it in half. And you know what? That felt good. Like, I feel relief. Like, my anger is assuaged by the release. Now, let's say I did that on Shabbos. Okay? That's a case in the Gemara. I didn't make it up. It's called Hakoreya Bechamasa. In anger, I tear his shirt. Similar case the Gemara has. A person's relative passes away, Rachmana Litzlan. And he does an act of Korea Almeso. He tears his garment. So you know what the Gemara says? HaKorei Almeso, HaKorei Bechamoso, Chayv. Chayv. Why is it Chayv? Well, did I get an attendant benefit by the Kriya? Yeah, what's the benefit I got from Korei Bechamoso? I'm assuaged. What benefit did I get from HaKorei Almeso? A mitzvah. Kriya is a mitzvah. So, in such a case, Gemara says Mechayv. Mechayv. Rabosai? Does that make sense?
No.
Why not?
Because it goes directly against Tosfos.
That's correct. It's against Tosfos. Binyamin, why is it against Tosfos?
Because Tosfos says that the definition of the melacha is you give it amanas lit for.
Amanas lit for. And are these cases amanas lit for?
No.
No. So what we need to pick up with is to understand who, this kasha is asked by Rabbi Akiva Eger on Tosis. He leaves it as a tsarich iyun. There's no answer to the problem. And we need to understand, again, we'll get into Malach Shem Shul Gufa, we'll apply this back to Tosis, we'll see the Rabbi Akiva Eger, and we will go weiter in Shas. Have an excellent day.